Today, Dragon Ball,
specifically
Super, is back, woo! Baby!
Woo!
Woo!
Oh my. Nano, don't you think it's kind of crazy that I would describe it as the best day in Dragon Ball franchise history, and yet, told me the news in a different way, I would have wanted to kill myself.
Ooh, okay.
Is that interesting? Is that an interesting pull into the episode?
They very specifically ordered this the way they ordered it because they knew that they had to. Because they, for once, right? We've went into so many of these events where they're like, you got to tune in, the latest news for Dragon Ball. And then, as you've made jokes many times, it's like, guys, look at this really awesome Beast Gohan and UI Goku figure. That's why you're all here today, is to look at this really cool reveal for this Beast Gohan and UI Goku figure. Thanks, guys. We'll see you guys in a year. But today, they actually had the goods, and they delivered it in the way that they needed to deliver it. And that's what we're talking about today, is the Dragon Ball Genki Danmatsuri that revealed so much stuff. I mean, we got to start with the first announcement, right?
Let's just get right into it. We should have more than enough to talk about for a podcast. For the first time in a long time, Nano, we're going with the first announcement. Like you said, this was the biggest one of the night.
The biggest. The best.
We're getting the Moro arc animated, baby. Now, I'm not going to lie. In my hype and excitement, I don't know if you did this as well. I didn't really watch a lot of people's reaction. It popped up and it said the Galactic Patrol arc. And I was like, what the fuck is the Galactic Patrol arc?
Oh, no. I knew me.
I was so confused for a second. Then I remembered, there actually is more to this than just Moro. Because we're going to get Meeris. We're going to get the Krillin show. Have you actually read the manga?
I'm about to say, again, for a full... listen, bro. There's this sort of really funny edit from this guy I watch. And it's like, it's a Hope Corps edit of a movie I really enjoyed last year. It was Superman. And I feel that way. That's how I felt for years now. I've not read the manga for Dragon Ball Super because I wanted to go into the anime raw.
I mean, you finally got your wish, man.
And it's finally happened.
If anybody was going to be able to pull it off, it's you, the guy who waited for Attack on Titan to come back for however many years that was.
I did experience the end of Attack on Titan, mostly unspoiled.
Yeah, that shit was not happening for me. Also not happening for Super.
So I don't know. Yeah, everything you just said is like, what does that even mean?
It means it's going to be good. All right, it means it's going to have all of it.
Man.
Meeris? You know Meeris.
I've seen Meeris, but I won't lie. I just assumed he was basically Jocko, but maybe like with a couple more zeros behind his power level.
Probably a couple. Probably a couple zeros, to put it lightly.
Okay.
Not really sure how many zeros Jocko has, but
Jocko has Meeris is like a little bit two.
Two zeros?
He's like 100.
No way, bro. Jocko not losing a... Actually, wait, 100's pretty good.
Cyberman's like 2,000.
That's, but 2,000's pretty, because like I'm thinking like Jackie Chun was moving on people like crazy, bro.
Jocko power level. What do you think what do you actually think?
Oh, it's like really high, like 200,000.
Jocko?
I don't know. Am I great? Like, what does Jocko really do? I'm literally just doing the Dragon Ball Super. The later the character introduced, higher power level.
Jocko's scary. So I thought the same exact thing. And then in these summoning videos, we'll do this thing where we're like, the four of us are summoning. We have to power scale characters. Jocko, Dotto, the highest that I'm seeing from the power scalers here, 2,800.
Oof.
He's literally Saiyan Saga level. He could not take on... Nappa or Vegeta, like raw. Here's the thing. Here's my argument for Jocko, is he's got the moves, you know. He's got the
Let's stop the argument. Because those moves don't mean shit against light speed beasts, bro. But also, I mean, it's just crazy because literally something that people don't think about a lot is that, and we're so fucking far off from what we wanted to talk about. But Master Roshi was catching literal bullets from a Tommy gun in his hands. At his power level, bro. Like, there's a lot of shit that just shouldn't fly. Like, you want to say 2,000? That's still fucking insane. 2,000 is like, insane.
That's incomprehensible to us as humans in this world.
Incomprehensible. That would be a god amongst men. A literal god. Anyway, where the fuck were we? Oh, Mortal Arc getting animated. That was really exciting. Really exciting part of the night. It set the tone. I would say we never got quite as high, obviously, but...
Keep it 1,000, Dotto. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, bro. I do keep it 1,000. I'm a part of the agenda. I love John Dragon Ball.
Hell yeah.
His design...
Fuck Goku.
Honestly, fuck Goku. Fuck whatever... Nuku, whatever he is. Because have you, like, truly watched the trailer, Nano? Like...
Yeah, that's John Dragon Ball.
But like if you really watch the trailer, you know how it like zooms in on what kind of looks like Goku?
Yeah.
That shit not Goku, bro. Like he got a whole different fit on. Like he's got a turtleneck. That is not Goku.
Wait, is it actually not Goku?
If you watch the trailer, if we were to pull up an image of the trailer, you'd be like, oh, that isn't Goku.
So you're saying if we theoretically had somebody right now live in a chair the PC.
I'm trying to do a little bit of hinting because
that could maybe again, pull up.
Like what we thought was Goku was a bait and switch. That is clearly a Goku ancestor. Clearly because it's going to be Dragon Ball Online. Thoughts?
I won't lie. I hated to jump the gun on this so much, but I guess there is so much to talk about.
I mean, we even got so much. Let's have fun, bro. So, let's get loose.
Okay, so yeah, I tried getting a little loose today, and man, that shit hurt. I got a deep tissue massage, okay? And it was pretty tough, okay?
Now, you didn't go back to John again, did you? Because that's not professional what he does to you.
Yeah, no. That was a one and done. Right, that was a one God, time bro, only thing, bro. I'm telling you right now.
$1,500 for what he did?
Age 1000. It feels too on the nose to be Dragon Ball Online. Everyone's like, it's Dragon Ball Online because that's when Dragon Ball Online takes place. So
it is on the nose.
So here's where I'm convinced. And here's where I think it's going to get technical and why they didn't just come out and say this is Xenoverse 3. Okay.
Okay. Is this your political party on this? You're more Xenoverse-y. Okay.
I'm Xenoverse adjacent. Mm. I don't necessarily want to be associated with the XV3 people because I'm not sure that I like completely align with their beliefs. There's a couple of pointers too that I know I just do not align with the way that they view things like at all. What's really funny is Toasty's bringing up these Age 1000 pictures, and we actually specifically need the trailer to be able to see.
We need the trailer or Age 1000 Goku.
I'm just saying this. What's written in this promotion material is very important.
Let's read it. So we're just diving into things as if you guys all know all the things that happened. So the first one was, as Dotto said,
it
didn't say Moro. It was called the Galactic Patrol arc,
which we talked about.
The second announcement was then this right here, which was the new game. Project Age 1000. It's a brand new Dragon Ball world, and it's entirely original characters all brought to life by Akira Toriyama for a new game project set for 2027. Witness the debut of a never-before-seen character designed by Toriyama himself within the new Dragon Ball world, Age 1000, in quotations here. And that's not all. The Age 1000 project will introduce even more unique characters as the adventure unfolds. The world of Dragon Ball continues to expand. Stay tuned for what's next. The latest updates will be unveiled at Dragon Ball Games Battle Hour 2026 in the U.S. on April 18th and 19th Pacific Standard Time. Catch it in person in L.A., which I will not be doing.
Not in person. Although I will say, it's nice to have this is a good hook for Battle Hour, which is why
this is the best Battle Hour by a mile.
Oh, absolutely.
Fighters.
Don't even get me salivating. If this brother had a few more reveals... Oh my God, bro. Like, I'm already sad. Like, that plus Fighters already a dream. Like, that's going to be the second best day in Dragon Ball franchise history.
So just to finish this, and just again, set the record straight, is I'm not affiliated with the Xenoverse party. Their views on CAX, I just can't get behind.
What does that mean?
Huh?
What does that mean?
Create a character.
Yeah, but I'm saying what is their views and what
I'm
is your views?
I'm just making a political joke, Dotto. It's not that deep.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I'm sorry, man.
No, yeah, you're good.
My bad. No, but I think it's going to be like Xenoverse insert subtitle, and they won't actually give you the three.
Xenoverse Online.
Yes. It's going to be Xenoverse, maybe online. Xenoverse insert subtitle. It's not going to fully give you the three right there. And it's going to be this like hybrid sort of game where, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum at this point, where we're just like, Xenoverse is what the Dragon Ball IP should be in terms of a game, right? In terms of hitting that sort of like live service, blah blah blah, modern game thing. And so building on top of that, how do you build on top of that? You have Xenoverse combat, but in a more of an MMO landscape. And that's what I think Age 1000 will end up being. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think Age 1000 is going to be Xenoverse-y. I think even if it's something completely different, I think it's got to be like, please. There's no way they mess this up, right? It's going to be a game like Xenoverse where you can create a character. That's obviously what this game is showing. It's a time patroller-y ass dude doing moves that other characters do.
Clearly using a move sets from like a ton of other characters.
Yeah, so like it's going to be Xenoverse-y. I'm okay if it's Dragon Ball Online-esque. But, you know, in fact, I would love that. If it's an MMO, I mean, I think it's probably cooked, but I would love to play that. Dragon Ball Online was like huge for me as a kid. Anyway, we're coming up on the trailer, Nano. Really pay attention. This is not Goku.
Okay.
So the trailer shows all these past characters. It gets you thinking that it's Goku, but look at that turtleneck sweater he's wearing.
You're right.
Look at that turtleneck.
Wait, that, you were actually right. Mm-hmm.
But also, how much of the Dragon Ball Online lore do you know?
I don't know a ton. You know, I mean, I know about like the weird sort of Cell, you know, and I know some of that like stuff.
I don't know anything about the Cell. So
like the Cell, the big gross looking Cell X or whatever that's from Dragon Ball Online.
I don't know anything about that.
Right? I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying you're crazy. I just might not know it. I just know very specific lore.
Which is?
One, it's Age 1000 is so far in the future that Saiyans have like intermingled and basically spread their seed, got down and dirty, that every living Earthling is 0.000 something percent Saiyan. So got everybody has the potential to go Super Saiyan. It's just very hard. And then also, this is just an added piece of lore, but I thought it was badass. Well, one, it shares a lot of stuff with Xenoverse, like Time Patrol, yada, yada. But also, Goku and Vegeta, they don't die. They canonically like fly off to the far end of the universe, and like a supernova is detected from the direction they went off in because they wanted to have one last fight before they died of like natural causes.
Wait, so that's in lore for Dragon Ball Online?
Yeah, like they were going to die of old age, so they flew off, and a supernova, like a big cosmic event, was detected from their battle. Like, anyway, super cool lore.
Huh, that's
and
cool.
That is not Goku. That is clearly Goku Jr. McJr., bro. That is an ancient descendant.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the only other version of Goku that wears a turtleneck.
What is that?
Goku Black.
Nah, bro, that's Goku.
That's too many. There's too many layers there for Goku.
Yeah, that's
Black.
Way too many. That's Goten.
Goten Black.
That's Goten Junior.
So let's say we go down the Dragon Ball Online agenda. Let's say it is Dragon Ball on. It's a Dragon Ball Online spiritual successor, or whatever.
Okay.
It's not gonna function. You don't actually think it'll function like an MMO though, right?
No.
In the way that like
no,
you've got your whole skill bar and you don't actually like
God,
input
I
combos.
I kind of wish, but no, I think it'll be more Xenoverse-y.
Okay. So
I actually think what you said was pretty like Xenoverse Online or Xenoverse Forever or Xenoverse 1000. Some shit like that I could see. And I'd be down. I mean, I like we've discussed it a million times. That is the future for making money in a Dragon Ball game as a live service. It's the only thing they could possibly do. If they mess this up, it's actually just over.
Do you think it looks the way this trailer looks?
Honestly, bro, with the whole event, the CG was on fire. Like the CG and this whole event, I was like, damn, like that fucking investment with Superhero was worth it. Like they have mastered it. I hope it looks like this.
Now, it is worth noting that we did have some leaks for Xenoverse 3. I also think it's worth noting too, like when you get leaks, like things can always be a little construed, right? Like nothing's ever necessarily 100%. So let's say these people that got leaks about Xenoverse 3, they may be adding the fact that the 3 is on there. They just know maybe it's a project that is within the Xenoverse universe. Cause as we've kept saying, this smells like, looks like Xenoverse, right? To some extent. And so it's possible that these leaks that we had with Xenoverse 3 that we covered like a while back could be real, and it's just not actually Xenoverse 3. But one of the ones, if you, I don't know if you remember this, Dotto, but one of the ones in that leak mentioned it, how good it looks. Apparently, wait, what are we laughing at?
I'm just laughing because I always forget that Toasty is looking over at the screen as he's using it. So it just always makes me laugh because his mouse cursor is on like an old, like an old person's, but it's because he's actually looking very far away at an angle. So it makes sense, but the way he like hovers over a link and clicks it just is a bright spot in my otherwise very dark and gloomy and fucked up existence.
Oh, wow.
But in these leaks that we got quite some time ago, graphically, the game would adopt a cell shading style, which is what we saw from this reveal. Regarding the release, we would be looking at the end of 2027 or even early 2028. That tracks. Again, when this says 2027, I don't know what you were thinking, Dotto, but in my head, I'm thinking like around the time Sparking came out, which is October.
Late.
And this, again, this was from months ago, but they had said, in their opinion, it's still too early for us to have an announcement at Genki Damatsuri. And it is fair, like, this was an announcement, but it was an announcement where we got a project name and not the actual name of the game.
And some fucking fuck-ass drawing.
Yeah, and CG trailer, and, like, that was pretty much it.
Where he's just literally, I like that the trailer literally was like, what if we took this fuck-ass drawing and animated it? And he just like opens his hands and does some moves.
You know what? One of the biggest copes that I've heard about this character.
What is that?
That
it looks like. Oh, I know what you're about to say.
It looks like Broly and Chi-Li's kid because he has Chi-Li's hair and Broly's eyes.
I mean,
that is cope.
He does, but it wouldn't make sense timeline.
Ain't no seed from Broly built like this, bro.
That's true.
Like anybody built from Broly seed, I don't care if you're age 1000 or not, bro. Like you're gonna be built. You're brawling.
You're in endomorph, I believe.
Broly's kind of thin though.
No, not this thin, bro. Like I'm kind of I'm a Broly. I'm a Broly semen truther. I think like.
What?
I'm a Broly semen truther.
You wanna explain that?
BST. Lot of us in the community go by that.
Man, first it's top 10 dicks in gaming.
No, top 10 dicks in gaming was a great video. Do we need to watch it again?
No.
I will bring down the whole retention of this video.
I cannot believe that made it. I can't. Toasty left all that shit in. All of it in.
I don't watch the podcast, but I assume that episode is seen as a pinnacle for us. Like okay. It goes Syriac's interview. Like what are our most popular videos? Syriac's interview.
The Tree of Might, or it's the Tree of Might, or the World's Strongest,
and then whatever video the top 10 dicks in gaming is in, probably like right there at number 3. Also, I don't know about you, and right before you say whatever you're gonna say, I don't know if I'm ready for John 1000 to have a personality. Like I just love the personality he's been given.
Yeah, no, he's definitely keeping it 1000. I appreciate that.
He's fucking chill, dude.
What I think, I don't think that this is the character you're gonna play as. I think this is like your.
He's
think
sensei.
This
is Trunks.
I think this is Zeno Trunks.
Like, yeah, 100%.
He's gonna teach us how to be so fucking.
Well, because
cool.
we're gonna make our own character, and
I'm gonna make out with him, dude. Like we. Well, there's gonna be relationships.
Yeah, you're right. If you guys haven't played the most recent DLC for Xenoverse 2,
that's what they've been warming up to.
There's a dating sim in there, baby. So like,
it's gonna be like you're gonna be able to
wait. Do you know what the dating sim was?
Chi-Li. I am Broly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, this is a huge blow to the BST community.
They are real.
He might be Broly C
now,
bro.
If, because I don't think they haven't said who's developing this. So if it's not Dimps.
What does this have to do with?
If it's not Dimps, then it's not true Xenoverse 3.
If this were a Dragon Ball adjacent, like MMO or whatever, I'd want it to be Ganbarion making it, which is the One Piece World Seeker and the.
Ugh.
Nah, bro. Like, when they get.
Wait,
the,
whoa,
no,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because they
whoa,
also
whoa.
Make Dragon Ball Fusions.
I was going to say, yeah, he's talking about the Squadra team.
Yeah, the Squadra team.
Oh, never mind. Good shit.
Well, there's no way they're making Squadra. Squadra's a live service game that's dropping characters every 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, but
they can't make
made
this too.
What do you mean they can't?
Well, Toasty's already concluding that they're going to have to cancel Squadra.
Oh, yeah. To make way more money from selling us this game.
If it's MMO, that's $15 a month. Imagine.
God, I would love to fucking be an active subscriber to a Dragon Ball MMO. Fucking take my money, dude.
The leaks that we originally had for this were well in development, numerous delays, and some aspects have been completely redone from scratch. So in case you guys are wondering,
oh brother, this could be fucking any AAA game for the last 3 years.
Exactly.
Dude.
If you guys are wondering how Toriyama is involved, since obviously we're just now finding out about this in 2026, this game has apparently been in development since they said from concept phase, which again, I had somebody message me about this. They're like, dude, it's been in development for like 8 years. I'm like, hang on. They were smart this time because they said that shit was Sparking and they were like, we've been working on Sparking for 6 years. And this time they're like, it's been in concept phase for 8 years. So like active development, probably nowhere near that. But hearing that, if these are all the same game, right? Whatever these leaks are from this Xenoverse 3 that are into being this Project Age 1000, hearing that there's been numerous delays and some aspects have been completely redone from scratch. Also graphically very beautiful. Playable version already exists. Released in 2027 or 2028. That does track for it being this game. There's a pretty good chance there's no way to fathom what they end up doing with this. Because Dotto just hit the nail on the head. There's been so many different fads, right? And everyone's always fucking chasing these fads of like, we want the next Fortnite. And if some higher up at, you know, Bandai was like, guys, get us our Dragon Ball Fortnite, which, by the way, it's right there in fucking front of you. Reuse assets and make MHA Ultra Rumble, but Dragon Ball. It's right there. It's right there. Just do it.
Don't do that. Please.
Well,
don't sell it.
Don't sell us the characters the way Ultra Rumble does. Dude, are you kidding me? Ultra Rumble, you know Ultra Rumble is just a reuse of assets from One's Justice, right?
Yeah, but My Hero has so many more characters. Like, Dragon Ball just don't got the depth.
He keeps saying this as if every version of Goku is not a different character because they fight completely differently.
It's just so boring.
And Vegeta.
It's so boring, though. Dragon Ball don't got that kind of roster.
Nah, dude, you're crazy. You're crazy for that.
It just don't. I mean, you look at Sparking Zero, it's like, our roster is insane. You go online, it's like Goku, Vegito, Beast Gohan. It's like, it's the ones that everybody cares about. Nobody's playing Frieza Soldier, Zarbon, Dodoria.
Well, that's on you, bro. Go online and play some Zarbon, man.
I do. I do a series where I have to win, bro. So I just played Videl. Who there else doing that, bro? Come on.
I remember in Ranger Blast 2 when we can play as the entire cooler core team.
I don't remember. I didn't play much Raging Blast 2.
The Doris Saizu.
The little nematode guy.
Yeah. I don't even remember the other one.
Did you have to unlock them?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
You unlock every character in that game.
Oh, then that's fine.
Through the Grill Galaxy mode.
Yeah, that's when gaming was peak and
right.
Yeah, that's before Dragon Ball games got like super woke.
Dude, I don't want to ever go back to the unlocking. I mean,
I actually, that is... When people are like, I miss unlocking characters. No, you fucking don't.
No, because when you lose your memory card and then you want to go back and play that game again and
shit,
you're like,
shit is ass. Like,
oh,
so many,
fuck, I can't use this character
so
now.
So many old games are just brutal to play because like, oh, I want to play this. Oh, it's going to be so fun. You pop it in. Oh,
you have four
I have
characters.
5% of the content. Yeah. Right. Right.
And you're like, do I really want to play? Like, no, you probably don't really want to replay through all
and even
of that.
Even in modern like games, it's like when a fighting game comes out with unlockable characters, you just sentence TOs to hell. Like, you just fuck. Like, I want to organize a tournament with all your characters. Guys, please bring in your PlayStations with the game fully beat, guys.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I didn't
guys,
know
please,
about that.
Guys. Damn, guys. Anyway, back to Dragon Ball. I mean, I pretty much said everything there is to say.
Yeah, I want this game to be very, very, you know, exciting. And I do think, I mean, I'm with you, man. I'm down to get in the nitty gritty of an actual MMO.
I would love that.
Like
I honestly don't even want it to be that. I think it needs to be Xenoverse 3 more souped up to be an online environment, like more just like you're in there, you're in the world, and then the world is your menu. I know they do that with Xenoverse 2, but it kind of feels like.
Canton City is actually the entire fucking world, right? It's not just, you're in Canton City and then you go into these instances with other people. And there can still be some instance portions, but it's this gigantic world where you can go from West City over to, Goku's house, over to, like, the wastelands all
I mean
in
that
one
would be huge
world.
If you could do that, then damn, that would be crazy.
Like, you know,
that would be okay even if it was just like more interwoven, like there's a parallel quest room, like it's just less loading screens.
So the way Slay Slaybix actually brought this up is which he said he kind of misunderstood what Genshin was, I guess, entirely. But he mentioned like almost like a Genshin-like, but obviously, you know, with the more in-depth fighting mechanics of a Xenoverse. And that would be, you know, just a broad open world. I don't know. There is something so special about when you're in an MMO that is actually populated and you're going out into the woods or into the mines and like people are actually there, like real ass people are there in that world.
That's what it's all for, man.
That's what it's all for. That, you know, and then you're on this like fetch quest where you got to defeat these little like, I don't know, goblins or some shit. And you're trying to beat people to the spawn and stuff. Like there's just some fun little intricacies about those things. Then you come back 5 years later and there's no one there and it's completely dead. But
it's a ghost town.
Yeah. But you know, at launch of something, it's just, I don't know. There's something really fun about it. So we'll find out more here in literally 2.5 months, which is crazy. We'll finally see the name and probably some proper gameplay. I'm, you know, not to shit on previous Battle Hours because there have been like some fun. I remember the one where the producers played Budokai was a really fun one. That might have been the very first one. But this one bringing fighters back, this one having the true proper reveal of Age 1000, this is like the Battle Hour. If there was ever a Battle Hour to get me to somewhere, it would be this one. But at the same time, we have stuff to cover and it's way easy to cover stuff not actually there. All right, Donald, we need to go back to actual Dragon Ball Super, though, I feel like.
Yeah, well, do we have to? clearly you think so, and so does Dragon Ball.
Man, speaking of Dragon Ball and speaking of all things related to key moments, I it's not speaking of that at all. You can support the podcast by clicking the join button here on YouTube, become a key member. You get access to tons of bonus content like extended podcasts, bonus podcasts, awesome bonus videos like one where we tour my secret gaming room that I built out, all available over there as soon as you become a key member. You can also go to patreon.com/key moments. You can save a couple bucks. There's a bit of a YouTube tax to get it over here on YouTube, but we appreciate all you guys that support us each and every time that we put something out. Thank you so much. And if you just want a little bit extra key moments, you can become a key member and get all that extra bonus content over there. So the reveal for this, by the way, was incredible. Like, surely you loved the build-up to the actual reveal of the Moro arc.
Oh, you mean the Hans Zimmer fest?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Bro. Like I thought that was really cool. And it was fun because I was just so hyped.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was the Moro arc.
Oh, you did, like even so we're rewatching it
even
right now.
Even when it was playing even this, right I was now. Like, I was yes, I was like, it's building. I mean, it was blind confidence, it was cope, but I was like, it's building up to the Moro arc. We're going all the way forward. Now, admittedly, it eventually gets to a point where they start showing Dragon Ball. And then it shows, you know, Z and then Super. And I was like, fuck, dude, it's going to be the remake. And then when it showed Dragon Ball, I'm like, it's going to be a whole ass remake? No. Then I thought it was a Super remake. So this is when I started to doubt it. But I always had a little bit of hope. And it came through. So I'm good on that. But eventually, I mean, we didn't escape the Super remake for long.
We did not. Right. So. That's kind of how we started the entire podcast. They were smart. They went in and let us have Moro. I feel like a lot of the times, you know, and this is no offense to them, but they seem a little bit like not so that they're not connected to their fandom, but they kind of just want to do what they want to do, and they don't really care about what people think. There's a timeline where there's definitely a Toei that reveals the Beerus stuff first and the Moro arc stuff second. Because they don't give a fuck and they just want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. Am I wrong on that?
I don't think you're wrong. I think it was out of character for them to actually show the Moro stuff first.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would say it's out of character because it's an actual smart decision and it was exciting and fun. But I think that's the reason why the Super remake doesn't hurt as bad is because realistically, like that Moro arc announcement was them. And I respect them for doing this. It's like, we are going to do it, but this shit not happening for a long time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt as bad because it's not like I was doing shit anyway. So we might as well have a little something.
Yeah. So that brings us to, of course, the additional announcements. So the big three announcements here were Moro arc is being worked on, is being animated, but they didn't actually give us a date. We just know from insider knowledge, leaks, whatever you want to call it, that this is currently planned to release sometime either late 2027 or early 2028. So it is quite a ways off. But what is happening now and this year is Dragon Ball Super Beerus, which they are not calling remaster, not calling a remake necessarily. They're calling it the enhanced version of Dragon Ball Super. And while they've not announced any of the other arcs, it's clear from their naming scheme, it's clear as to why in the hell would we go back to Dragon Ball Super and not cover everything else that Dragon Ball Super had. So we're getting Dragon Ball Super Beerus literally this year. And the rumored amount of episodes at the time right now is 6 episodes for the entirety of the Beerus arc, which is way better than the 14 that we currently have in the old Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, I think it's another important piece of like insider baseball that I saw is that internally this was called DBS Kai, like the leaks.
Yes.
And then there's more evidence to show that because the file name
was
of
SK.
DBSK, which is like, okay, bro. So this is it. This is the leak that we talked about on.
It is.
Key moments before that.
Unironically, is.
That picture was real.
It was real.
It was different. It was not a gaslighting attempt. And I believe at the time I said if it was real, I was going to kill myself. But that plan has been canceled and postponed until at least 2028. And honestly, the shots they I'm not going to lie. The trailer had me a little scared because I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know if it was a movie redux, like another movie or what it was. They're honestly very coy about what this is and what their future plans are. But there was the shot of Piccolo's reaction shot was not touched up enough to be in the trailer. But I saw that, I was like, bro.
Yeah. No.
If you're putting that shit in the trailer, like, are we fucked? Are you pulling the wool over my eyes again? So I'm cautiously optimistic. Every other shot looked great, but that Piccolo reaction shot scared me.
Now, I did a whole video over this talking about this, but I'm curious where your stance is on it. I've seen people that think they're going to literally remake every aspect of the current DBS before they'll actually put Moro out. Are you in that boat, or do you think these will sort of coincide at some point?
No, I thought that was confirmed. I was pretty sure. I'm not confirmed, but from inside baseball, people convinced me that it was going to run all of Super and then we'll get Moro.
So transparency is such an important part of launching a new product, I feel like. And especially a new product that is an old product repackaged as a new product. And so the inside baseball on this that I've seen specifically is that we're going to get Beerus, then they'll take a small break and then immediately roll into Frieza. Then we'll take a small break and then roll into U6 versus U7. And so when I say small break, like, we're not watching in the fall of 2026 Beerus, that's only 6 episodes, and then in the fall of 2027 ROF. Like, it's going to be their fall slot is Beerus, then their winter slot is, you know, ROF, their spring slot is this. But if they do that, we won't see Moro until like 2029, just from pure raw weeks. All the things I've seen are early 2027 or early 2028. And if that is real, I don't see how there's any possible way they get through every single remake arc of DBS. I don't think it's possible.
I don't know, bro.
Unless beyond hyper edits, which right now we've seen, I believe, I don't, you know, obviously none of this is confirmed. But the leaked stuff we've seen is like 6 episodes for Beerus, 6 to 7 episodes for ROF. Apparently the U6 versus U7 is going to be roughly 9 to 10. Trunks is going to be like roughly 9 to 10 or something. But I mean, you start adding all these up and you start giving breaks in between these, and you're like that I just nailed there, which isn't even TOP, which is going to have to be quite a few, is already like a year's worth of episodes.
That sounds accurate though.
Okay. But then you get into the Tournament of Power and
what are you thinking? Like 20?
I mean, if it is 20, that's like half a year.
Yeah, so a year and a half. You don't think so?
Doesn't even start until October 2026.
I think we're fucked.
You think we're waiting? You think we're not watching Moro for 2.5 years?
Yeah, I kind of do. I think we're fucked. Again, I think they elegantly and very tastefully fucked us. Like, I'm not lying. That's how I looked at it. Like really, I was hyped. I was really excited. And then I got on Twitter the next day and I was like, they kind of fucked me. Like, this is not what I wanted at all.
They wanted and dined you first, though.
They did. They wine and dine me real good. I didn't mind. I was loosened up. But like, this is kind of what I said my worst case scenario was. Like, yeah, we technically get Moro after we get another serving of Super. And that's it. They fucked us. But then they stuck John 1000. And I was like, oh, hey.
Maybe this is just the hopium. I want to believe so badly that they'll get to say like the future arc, they'll complete the future arc, and then they'll give us Moro because they know that we're not an incompetent audience. We've already seen all this shit.
Bro still has hope. That's crazy.
That's crazy for you to say that, Keith.
Oh, I still think that's funny.
It is funny.
I've said this everywhere, but just to say it here, I think the funniest part about the reason I did that bit is because, you know, I like Keith. We've talked a few times, but it's not like we talk every day or know each other. Nothing to the point where that response was at all warranted. And I just know he was like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did he make this? Why did he do this?
And now it's become its own thing. And Keith is like immortalized in it, which is like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I know that's why it's funny.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, man, just go to Twitter one day and you'll see.
It's a stupid little Superman dub I made about the. I only wish I made it a little more generic. I made it for
for DBS.
It's for Dragon Ball Super, and so watching people try to like jam it into what they're mentioning, it's like
I've seen it a lot for Spider-Man Brand New Day.
I have too, or like I could have made it more generic for you guys very easily. I could have just switched the wording up.
But that's the thing about a good meme, right? Like it's not.
It was for us. It was for the Dragon Ball community,
and you didn't know it was gonna have the legs it was gonna have. Like that's the beauty of a meme. You can never know. Like when you try to actually make something viral, it won't really go viral.
I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel bad because people will post it. I'm like, oh, that's nice. They posted it and they're using it. And people will be like, hey, bro, credit the big dog. I'm like, you don't have to do that. I'm not fucking Superman. I didn't make the soundtrack. I took 20 minutes to fucking dub it over, bro. I don't need credit for this.
People actually say that.
I've seen a ton of people like, yo, make sure to credit the boy for this, bro.
No offense to you, but
don't steal his shit.
That's
dog.
Like when someone like. I'll be watching like an official clip of Dragon Ball and somebody's got their fucking like handle on it. And I'm like, okay, why? Because you're literally copyright infringement and you're saying, hey, if you ever see this clip, you can come find me at this handle right here. And B, all you did was download a clip and post it.
So here's my outlook on it. So I don't want to be hypocritical or anything like that. If you want to like, if you make a, you know, like the person that did the funny modern game AAA Mario, like all that shit, basically a voiceover of a clip that already existed.
Yeah,
they put their name on it and that's fine. If you want to like watermark your shit because of what you added,
okay, well that's a bit transformative. I'm talking about when you just download a Dragon Ball clip and you slap your ad on it. And you didn't do nothing. You didn't even add music. You didn't do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty bad. but fine, you want to watermark a meme? That's cool. That's fine. But if you don't, I like what, dude, nothing is more annoying. I don't think I talked about this with you, or maybe you were in the call. I was just talking about this with Squad. Nothing is more annoying to me than people that don't make their fucking reels or short form videos downloadable on the platform.
Dude,
how fucking full of yourself do you have to be to gatekeep? Why are you gatekeeping this funny fucking video? The apps go through so many hoops. Even if you don't watermark it, your name is going to pop up every fucking 3 seconds, like around the screen, anti-crop, TikTok, and you get a screen at the end. It's like, just let me share the funny thing that you made, bro.
Yes.
Just let me fucking share it. Who are you to fucking not let me download it?
Dude, there's so many instances where I don't want to just send it through a DM. Like,
exactly.
Like on IG. I want to download it
and share it.
Yeah, or use it as like a funny like
or
reply.
Like a reaction. Yes.
Yeah.
Dude. So.
And then I got to screen record it.
Yeah, and then it never comes out as good. I have to crop around the fucking like edges.
Yes.
So you're making it more annoying, and I'm still going to get what I want because fuck you. So that's how I feel. Like, I don't need credit. Just if you think it's funny and you want to send it to somebody, just fucking upload it. Take it. I don't care. I don't care. I would have put my name on it if I cared. I don't care.
So has...
I put Keith's name on it.
Has Gunn like reached out to you? Or
no, James Gunn hasn't reached out. David Cornswood has.
Okay.
His legal team has.
Ooh.
They did not find it very funny. They're going to take me for everything I'm worth. If it's, I mean, it's a lot of legal mumbo jumbo right now, right? But they're saying I could lose my house.
Shit, man. Not to go too 180 here, but just because we're talking about Superman and Superman, we had like, you know, a whole discussion about, you know, the build up to that and then really trying to sell their relationship. Have you seen everything they're saying about fucking Margot Robbie and the Jacob Elordi or whatever his name is?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dude, Margot Robbie's married with children, and there was a quote that said, like, you know how people need like a comfort animal?
Yeah.
That they have to travel with?
Uh-huh.
They quoted her saying something along the lines of Jacob was like her comfort person, and like on set, because of how intense the scenes were and the material, like she needed him by her side to help comfort her while filming these scenes. And I'm like,
I've seen trailers for this movie, so I do know this.
Do you know how hard it's got to be married to an actor? And I know we've had this before. Some of you guys like were weird about it, and act like we weren't like. I'm super comfortable with my wife.
This is our key moments, old head, but slightly misogynist take.
Well, but is it misogynist?
I would see
it the other way too.
No, I agree, but I'm just saying that the internet is against this. But I truly believe that everybody would be like this. And people that say they're not, you're lying. I that's how I genuinely feel.
I've Dude. Seen people liken it to clip farming on Twitch. Like,
I mean, they are clip farming. And I'm not, if I was in a room with these people, I wouldn't go like, you fucking clip farming dickhead. Like, they're doing their job.
Yes.
They're doing
yes.
their job.
They're help selling, like, but it's just, we're in a world where everyone is so interconnected and there's not like this. I don't know. Like, we know too much about all these fucking movie stars anymore. Back in the day, you didn't know all the shit you know about all these people. And so we're just too connected to these people. And it's just, I don't know. Like, it feels weird to try to sell that shit. Because these are just real humans with lives outside of these characters that they're playing. And it's just, I don't know, man. It's just like, you're trying to sell me this relationship. But, like, she fucking has a husband and kids and stuff. And
yeah,
she's over
it.
Here saying some shit like, I couldn't not have him around. And
yeah, but for the screen, they're action figures, bro. Like that's
their action.
That's what the girls want, bro. Like they want the dolls to kiss IRL.
But the thing with Superman was that there was like a clip that Gunn had called cut, and freaking Lois Lane actress was still David Corbin.
Yeah, that shit would that would be tilting. Like that shit would.
Like that, you guys can say you're cool with it. Whether you're a man or a woman in this situation, but if you saw a clip where your significant other was supposed to had not be doing what they were doing, like, and they'd already called like cut, like, and you saw that, you can't like, damn, man, like, I again, more power to you, but I'd be kind of like, damn, okay,
that's interesting,
cool, like, I, hey, man, cool. Cool.
I don't even know how we got on that. I love whenever we can fit into a section of a podcast that I know is going to be like a little like, I don't know, just stupid. Like that shit's just dumb. I truly live for this shit, man. The Superman clip did wonders for my reputations on Twitter. I know we bitch about Twitter all the time on this show. It's a true classic staple. But a lot of people were like,
dude, yeah, I saw that because you've had a lot of hot takes.
I had a lot of hot takes, and my status in the community was probably at all time lows. Like I would just tweet normal shit and people go, oh, here goes this fucking wrong motherfucker again.
Well, you were in the trenches for fucking the dub.
They dragged me through the fucking cold.
And you also made that comment about like, because someone had responded and said, you don't need to watch OG. And you're like, yeah, to be fair, you really don't.
What, dude, they dragged me. So yeah, I was getting dragged. That one's when I knew it was at an all-time low, because I was saying, yeah, if in the manga, don't skip Dragon Ball, you know, because it's the comedic timing of
God Akira damn, Toriyama. Dude.
Sorry, we're watching Superman behind the scenes.
Yeah, friggin'.
Oh, there's a behind the scene when they float in the air and they kiss at the end.
And she,
Rachel Brosnan, I think her name is.
Yes.
She puts her legs around.
Completely David. Wrapped around David.
Keep in mind, they're both on wires, so they're both completely safe. But she does wrap her legs completely around him.
Toasty's on another level, bro.
Like, I'm just letting
you. You're both completely safe. You don't need to be doing that. You can let go. He's not actually flying. He's not actually Superman. He's some drama kid that is like, he acts, okay? Let go of him. No. Now, they call the cut. Let go.
My favorite thing is, Nana's like, what are you showing me?
Yeah, I wasn't in time. I'm like, why does he have this in front of us? And then I look over there, and she's fucking fully straddled on him. Bro,
I told you, but to be fair, it does come through in the performance in the movie, because I told you, when I first watched that movie, I was like, that was like watching, like I told you, it was like I was a homophobe, but for straight people, I was like, ah, Jesus. Like they were full on.
They sold that shit,
like,
though.
Ripping fucking ass, interlocking tongues.
They,
I was like,
sold it.
Is this important to the story of Superman? Like I know Lois Lane is in the comics and shit, but like.
Hey, that movie was gas.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, I actually really, really enjoyed Superman. Probably not my favorite Superman movie of last year. Did you see Thunderbolts?
No.
Dude, Thunderbolts is fire.
Thunderbolts was good.
Yeah, Thunderbolts was...
I'm sure that shit was some heat.
Hey.
Hey, dog, that Marvel shit be some heat.
Man, I'm
y'all done. Y'all seen Wonder Man?
I thought you were about to say Fantastic Four. I was about to literally scoff.
Y'all seen Fantastic Four?
Wait. What is your thoughts on Fantastic Four?
It's all right. I've mellowed out on it, but like...
That shit overrated.
I originally thought it was like really solid, but then I'm like, damn.
That shit really overrated?
It's really the first like hour until they're in space, and then like after that it kind of like... I don't know.
So would you say that shit overrated?
No, I think it's overhated, actually. A lot of people hate that movie, like, really bad.
Yeah, a lot of people really, like...
People don't be...
That shit was lame.
But people don't big up that movie like that, though. Like, they did when it came out because they love Fantastic Four.
Definitely when it came out. Everybody just said it was good.
But now everybody's hating on it. Like,
I watched that shit. It was boring as fuck.
I must say, but do people still care about Fantastic Four like that? Like, that's
that was the whole point of the movie. That was what it was supposed to do, and it failed. What did the thing do? Nothing. What did Mr. Fantastic do? Nothing. What did the Human Torch do? He tried to pull a bitch by learning her language.
Tried? No, he succeeded.
He did succeed, but
he succeeded.
But like, damn, bro, could we get a little more?
Like some he didn't say flame on once in that movie, right? Just his figure did.
No,
yeah, no, he didn't.
That's so crazy.
And then when the thing said clobbering time, it's because he was bullied into it. He said, "It's clobbering time." Yeah. Oh
my But hey, man, God. He's in Doomsday. Man, you excited? He's in the Wakanda trailer.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, no.
Wait, you've not watched the Wakanda trailer?
No.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, Marvel fucking blows ass.
Whoa. Come on, man.
Well, they are kind of being a little weird with the rollout of that. Whenever we get the actual proper trailer, everything better come out and better just be great.
The fuck were we talking about?
Where are we?
This is like the biggest podcast for us in... So is the thing just going to be here? Ew, what the fuck? Hey, ain't that nastiest shit? That didn't look good at all.
What are you talking about?
This shit was jarring as fuck.
I mean, it's jarring, but like it didn't look weird.
What did he say? I'm from 1965 New York.
No, he just said he's
from
like,
the future.
He just introduced himself. He said where he's from.
Yeah.
New York.
Queens.
Queens, yeah.
From like an alternate dimension?
No, he just said Ben Grimm. Queens.
Okay.
And then he named the street. He didn't say like I'm from this. Like,
I mean, I'm gonna watch the movie. That one I will see in theater.
Hang on, let's
go back to Dragon Ball.
All right, so Dragon Ball Super Beerus Dotto. How are we feeling? Dragon Ball Super is back. We have confirmation of Moro. How are we feeling?
Excited. I'll watch it. I want to see Moro more than this bullshit.
But
I'll watch it, and it looks good.
With the more so the fact that on the official website they did tell us that it will have manga in it. Are you excited for, like, obviously with BOG, pretty whatever, ROF, probably pretty whatever, but
I would want to get to the, mainly just the Goku Black stuff. God, look at that, though. That I can't believe that's a redraw. Like, they just completely redid it, but it still don't look good.
I still don't think, so for full transparency.
I actually kind of like the DVS one better than that.
When I say I have not watched Kai, I just mean I've not watched like a lot of Kai. I've still seen Kai. I remember I used to watch it some when I was at my girlfriend's house. We would throw it on because it was on Nicktoons, so it's that version of Kai. But still, anyway, I don't think calling this also DBS Kai is fair because what we've already seen from it looks a lot better than anything they did with Kai from my recollection, unless I'm drastically misremembering Kai. This looks. What?
I think that is a little crazy to say.
Z Kai looked as good as his Beerus trailer?
No. Maybe not as fancy. No. Not as fancy.
People actually hate the way Kai looks.
No, it didn't.
A lot. Yeah.
Kai looks like that DBS Goku over there, doesn't it? That's what I remember Kai looking like.
A little bit, but like good. Like Kai looked good. Hold on.
Are you misremembering? I don't think you remember
good.
Kai. I don't think you remember Kai well, bro. Because maybe I just watched like the worst episodes possible when it was on. But I don't remember Kai looking that great. All I'm trying to say though is, are you excited for the manga differences when we get to the future?
Yeah. I think that's an exciting part of it. Mostly in the Goku Black arc. I mean, there's not really much, and there's some stuff I like from the Corrupted Zamasu.
Yeah, I don't mind Corrupted Zamasu as well.
I want to see him shirtless.
One that I bet you do.
Green shirtless.
One though that I want to bring up is that UI Goku versus Kefla with the slide is an anime only thing.
Oof.
And I would hate for them to take that away.
See, that's some shit that like that is like a really big loss.
Like I hope that they'll blend both together. Like I hope it's not just a full send on like a truly 100% two manga, because let's not forget that DBS was first. The manga came after. We were watching Dragon Ball Super with no knowledge of what was going to happen. So, like, I hope that some stuff remains. I hope it's a nice blend of both. I hope it's not a full send in one direction or the other, personally.
I agree. And I think that moves... I want to transition into what I think would be the final topic. We've been talking for a while.
Sure.
But I want to talk about the brutal fuckening of Toyotaro.
Yeah, it is very like okay. The obvious thing is that Toriyama sells, and we've had this discussion
we've been kind of truthers on the featuring the deepest story Toriyama's ever given. Like,
yes,
not deep in the sense of the story, but like they've been saying how hard to, like this is the project that Toriyama worked the most on that ever is. So please buy it, and they did that line fucking 70 times this time too. So yeah, we've always been big on that.
I do think it is strange when what they're going to be referencing is more of a Toyotaro baby, or as much of his baby as it would have been Toriyama's, that you don't mention him to some extent, because he is the successor for Dragon Ball Super. And so not mentioning him, like, okay, I get it. You're obviously going to put Toriyama in the much bigger, brighter lights, right? The bigger name.
Yeah, I don't mind you, like.
Yes.
I like Toriyama. Everybody likes Toriyama.
Yes.
Does he sell? Yes. Does he deserve the respect? Yes. Does he deserve the biggest title card and the biggest name? Yes. But, like,
they just
gave Toyotaro
nothing.
And I'm not even saying anything crazy. Like, if y'all want to move on from Toyotaro, then please just fire him and get somebody else. But like, bro, like, what are we actually doing? Like, do you like this guy or not? If you like him, then give him a fair shot. But like, what is this? Like, why are we just fucking him over constantly?
You said the final thing, but I did have one more thing I wanted to ask.
What's
you.
That?
So at this Genki Danmatsu event, as we've talked about, they had the original... The first panel, which spoke about DBS coming back in the Morrow arc. Then we went into Project Day 1000, Project 1000. Then we went into the Dragon Ball Super Beerus. Then we got some mobile game announcement related stuff. And I just want to ask your thoughts on this. Toasty, can you pull up the picture that I sent you that was the sort of preview for the next season in Gekshin Squadra? What do you think that's referencing, Dotto? I think that's Beast or SSJ 2.
I guess I'd go with Beast.
Yeah, I think it's Beast. That looks superhero-esque to me.
I mean, I'm surprised I have seen this, actually. I forgot it was for Gekshin. But yeah, I mean, I'd say Beast Gohan.
The only thing is, so 318 is Saiyan Day. It's actually Saiyan Day. And so in the other games, they typically release a Saiyan and a like actual pure-blooded Saiyan. And like, you know, obviously Gohan is a Saiyan, but he's a hybrid half Saiyan. So,
and they don't fuck with those on 318.
Yeah. So but
could be God Goku.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
Gohan did God Goku for their Saiyan day.
But I still think that is very clearly referencing the the red line going behind, and I think more so specifically is referencing Beast, which, man, dude, I don't want to get too doomer and gloomer here on this, but like, do we think Swatcher's got a nice lifespan? Do we think so? What do we think?
I hope so, but I don't necessarily think so right now. But I just really hope before it all goes to waste, I really want them to try marketing it as a very competitive experience. I know that sounds crazy, but like, I just think there's a market for a competitive experience on a phone, like something truly competitive and you compete in and there's tournaments and you sign up for tournaments. Because like when they do game modes for Squadra, I'm like, who gives a fuck?
I'm really shocked at how much they'll advertise that, because I'm like, I don't know who you think this game is for, but I'm not touching those modes.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's not what I'm getting my MOBA to do. I will say I'm surprised they've not tried like an ARAM type mode. That is something that could work. But these like sort of gimmicky modes.
Like having a side mode is not bad, but it's just like, to me, I'm here to compete. I want to win and I want to play ranked.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I was curious how the game was doing. I was praying it was going to be doing a little bit better. We're filming this and it is pretty late when we're filming this, but unfortunately, there are only 1,491 people in game on PC.
That's not bad. That isn't even that bad.
But is it sustainable to keep platforms? A game going?
With what I assume people are spending on it, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think.
Because it's also hard to monetize.
I mean, I load in a lot and people don't have any cosmetics. Like it's fairly frequent.
Oh yeah. And even when when a character is new, like I can queue up and play that character and I will be the guy playing the character.
So with Bardock's release, it peaked around almost 3,000 actually.
That's not bad.
That's actually not bad.
They need a way to keep players.
Was Vegito's peak? Go back to the full month. I'm actually curious as to how many people logged in, because Vegito would be, yeah, that huge bump is Vegito.
That's not almost, even that much bigger than Bardock.
Almost 4,000. Okay, so about 1,000 more concurrents.
So that shows me that the tier of character releasing isn't even that important.
Yeah, I mean, 14,000 is the all-time peak.
Well, that's just when it was new.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that, Dotto. I don't know. Like, go 3 months. Let's see. What is that?
That's Vegito.
Yeah, look how much higher up that is, though. That's pretty substantial, Dotto.
Yeah.
And like, actually, the player count has been substantially bigger since Vegito released. That's a nice increase over everything prior. No?
No, it is. I think they got to double down on making it competitive.
But then what you just said is actually incorrect. The character does matter.
I guess. I mean, yes, it's incorrect. I just think any character release will give you a nice bump. Obviously, Vegito got more eyes on it. But so, yeah, I guess technically what I said when I was like, whatever, dude. I'm wrong.
Either way, Dragon Ball is back. I'm super excited to finally... We've just been sitting here for so long and like Daima. Last thing.
Go ahead.
Daima's done, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was obvious.
Daima's done.
That was always obvious to me, though.
Daima's done. They're not. Listen, man, I'm sorry. If you guys wanted more Daima, it's cooked.
That's just never happening again.
Because guess what, man? There's still people coping. Like, they're going to incorporate 4 and SSA 3.
Dude,
if they were going to do that, it would have been in the trailer.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. When people are like, oh, dude, like, okay, that is cope. It's like, dude, they're remaking it to make 4 canon. So he goes 4 before he goes into God. I'm like, bro, you are on one right now, bro. That shit did not exist. What did I say before Diamond came out? I was like, God, I hope this isn't just something that'll exist in our heads forever. And that's it.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. And honestly, we didn't even get that. Like, who is Glorio? Fucking nobody, dude. He's a guy that worked for Arinsu and betrayed her.
I'm so sad. His character arc could have been so much better, bro.
Who is Pansy? Princess.
She's the princess of King Kadan.
She kind of tinkers with stuff.
She has gas bombs that she throws for Daima Goku's Wasabi kit. And
Daima. You're and a really big Daima head fan in that game.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
I think that was just Toriyama's last, like, passion project related to Dragon Ball. So I think that it would be kind of in their worst interest to try and make more of Daima specifically when that was just, it was obviously a very Toriyama-esque project.
Yes, anyway. And I agree with you, yeah.
Like, just go with the Dragon Ball Super stuff anyway, because first of all, that's the stuff that actually has a future, because there's somebody who's currently in charge, even though Toriyama's not like in the manga, that's currently happening. There's a future in that. And a bunch of characters are more important now than ever we're going to be in Daima. Like Piccolo has like what, a moment, and it's and he messes up when he's supposed to.
Why'd you have to bring that up, man?
Bro, it's true, bro. Because I mean, everybody was talking about how like everybody was so much smarter, which I did. I like that Goku was like obviously much like more like his Majin Buu saga self instead of like his DBS self, where they kind of like made him a little bit dumb, like more simple, but like. They just don't, they didn't really care about making it more than everybody thought it was going to be. Everyone's going to get equal like screen time, or everyone's going to be able to be a star because they're all young again.
And so it just became the Goku and Vegeta show.
But it still was the Goku and Vegeta show.
The definition of the Goku
of them getting new transformations and shit, just like Dragon Ball. But in current Dragon Ball Super, we currently have actual, like everybody is on the same power level in terms of like Gohan, Piccolo,
Broly.
Broly. We have, you know, Gamma One is chilling somewhere, you know, he's still pretty strong.
Well, so, we talking like the manga going on too, bro. The manga's over. That shit.
The manga will come back.
Nah, Moro's gonna break records again, and then they're gonna be like, "Well, Toritaro, dust off that pen, buddy."
Dude, that's what's gonna be so exciting too. Is like week to week, what like, oh my god, and it's gonna be actually pretty. And you're not like, that's the other thing too about the remake that's so exciting, is you can actually like not be embarrassed about someone watching Dragon Ball Super, because Dragon Ball Super
that is true.
It's like, pretty ugly.
That's what
it
a lot of people
really
think.
It's really rough. It's really rough.
A lot of people think that that's part of the reason, like, because to watch Dragon Ball Super, like, obviously you're going to start episode one, and it's a rough 25 or 26 episodes before you get to Universe 6.
One of the biggest IP in the world, and, like, it just doesn't even compare to anything else of modern day, like anything else. But, man, you know what else is rough? Dealing with this music in our ears all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we have to share it with you guys. And right now, we're sharing it.
Thanks
and
for taking our load, guys. They're taking our load off our shoulders.
Oh.
Like, they're just, so thank you for bearing our load.
Thank you guys so much for what Dotto said. And there's going to be another video pop up that if you're on YouTube anyway, that if you've not clicked on before and watched, listen to us yap about, and you enjoy this one, then you're going to enjoy that one. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.